This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
There are many ways you or your family can come to New Zealand to visit, work, live or study. If you or someone you know is planning on getting a visa to come to New Zealand, you have to watch out for scammers who might steal your money or sign you up for jobs that are not what they promise. It's important to protect yourself and know what visas you may be eligible for and what you can and can't do on them, so you're not exploited and so you are here in New Zealand legally. Did you know that there are around 20,000 people who have overstayed their visa and this means they're unlawfully in New Zealand?
Settling in a new city can raise lots of questions. How does the bus service work? Can I join the local library? Where do I go to get advice on renting a home? Over the next half hour, the team from Citizens Advice Bureau bring you all the latest news and information of special interest to new migrants settling in Dunedin. Welcome to Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau.
Kia ora, nō mai anō. Welcome back to Citizens Advice Bureau, Otipoti Dunedin's monthly Resettling in Aotearoa show. In tonight's show, we will hear some examples of immigration inquiries we get at Citizens Advice Bureau, explore how to protect yourself from scammers, and look at some options for visiting, working, living, and studying in New Zealand, and also potentially bringing your family. Ko Anna Aho, I am the manager at Citizens Advice here in Dunedin. Firstly, you may have heard about the NZETA, which is a New Zealand Electronic Travel Authority. Most travellers need either an NZETA or a visa to travel to New Zealand, but it depends on the passport you are travelling on and if you're coming as a visitor or just transiting through New Zealand. You may be able to get an NZETA if you're a citizen of a visa waiver country, a citizen of China or a Pacific Islands Forum country, and are coming through Australia, if you're arriving on a cruise ship or a cargo ship as a passenger, if you're an Australian citizen or permanent resident, or you're just transiting through New Zealand to another country. So an NZETA is valid for 2 years. It's different from a visa. It's just an endorsement on a passport showing that the passport holder is allowed to enter, leave, or stay for a certain period of time in New Zealand. If you arrive in New Zealand with an NZETA, there are conditions that you must meet once you are given a visa at the border. All travellers to New Zealand must be of good character. If you don't meet the character requirements or have certain criminal convictions, you will not be eligible to get a visa at the border. If you or someone wanting to visit you declare certain convictions or has some character concerns, you must apply for a visa to visit before you travel to New Zealand. You can check if you or someone wanting to visit you needs a visa or an NZETA on the Immigration New Zealand website. And from their homepage, you just go to visit and then what you need to visit. And then there's a box that says check if you need a visa or an NZETA. And most NZETA requests are processed within 72 hours, but often much quicker. So what are the options for someone wanting to visit New Zealand? So visiting means you're entering and staying in New Zealand as a visitor. And a visitor visa allows you to stay in New Zealand for up to 9 months. If you wish to stay longer than your visitor visa allows, you may be eligible to apply for a further 3 month stay and extension. But you have to do that before the current one expires. And so the process for applying for a 3 month extension is the same as for applying for a visitor visa in the first time. If you have family or friends who are planning to visit New Zealand to experience Kiwi summer, you should encourage them to apply as early as possible. A lot of people travel to New Zealand during this time and applications submitted close to the holiday period may take longer to process because Immigration New Zealand receives a lot of applications. And applying early obviously helps make it easier for you and your family to plan for people coming the trip. Booking flights, booking an activity you want to do while they're here. So another option is student visas or visas to study. So there are lots of visas that you study in New Zealand. You can go to school, take a short course, study for longer, or do other training. And you remember, you do not need a student visa to study in New Zealand if you're an Australian citizen. If you have also, if you have a visitor visa, a work visa, or a New Zealand electronic travel authority, you can study for up to 3 months in any 12-month period. And school-aged children who have visitor visas can study for up to 3 months in any calendar year. And also, just in November this year, if you're a student visa, if you're a student on a student visa and it's a visa that allows you to work, the hours you're allowed to work on that visa increased from 20 to 25 hours a week. So something we get asked about reasonably regularly is bringing family to join you here in New Zealand and what options you have. So an example of a client was Tongan, wanting to find the sponsorship form to send to immigration. She wants to sponsor a parent to come. Another common inquiry is from former refugees wanting to bring family to New Zealand. So if your partner and family members are not New Zealand citizens or residents, they may need to apply for a visa that allows them to come to New Zealand. If you're living in New Zealand as a former refugee because your country is suffering a large-scale emergency, a war or a natural disaster, you can sponsor your family members to be able to join you in New Zealand under the Refugee Family Support category. So former refugees living in New Zealand must register to sponsor family members for a refugee family support resident visa. It's the first thing. The refugee family support category sponsor registrations are managed by a two-tier queue system. So each year, a quota of 600 places is available for family members. And Immigration New Zealand, however, which is very important to note, are currently only accepting Tier 1 sponsor registrations. And registrations are selected from the Tier 1 queue in the order that they're entered. And to be a Tier 1 sponsor, it's really important to note that you must meet the sponsorship criteria, but also you cannot have any immediate family in New Zealand unless you're the sole carer of a dependent relative. And you must also have no other family members who are eligible for residence in New Zealand under any other category. So if selected to apply for this visa, you must be sponsored by a family member who came to New Zealand as a refugee or a protected person. If you're a New Zealand citizen or resident or in New Zealand on a work or study visa, there are a few options, visa options for your partner to come based on your relationship. So there's a partner of a New Zealand visitor visa. So for most family members, parents, adult children, the most likely visa option is a visitor visa. The partner of a New Zealand visitor visa allows you to visit New Zealand if you have a partner who is a New Zealand citizen or resident. There's also a partner of a New Zealander resident visa. You can live in New Zealand on this visa if you have a partner who is a New Zealand citizen or resident. You must be living with your partner in a genuine and stable relationship for at least 12 months, and you must have your visa application supported by your partner, and you must meet the other requirements of that visa. There's also partner of a New Zealand work visa. There's also student visa. So if you have a student visa and you're studying for any qualification, you can support a visitor visa for your partner and children. So there's child of a student visitor visa, there's partner of a student work visa, and there's also partner of a New Zealand scholarship student work visa. So as you can see, there's quite a few options. Most work visas allow you to support visas for your partner and dependent children. Some do not, and others must meet certain requirements before you can support a family member's visa. For example, there is partner of a worker work visa. You know, and obviously you can, the visa allows you to work in New Zealand while your partner is here on a work visa. Again, you've got to be in a genuine and stable relationship, have enough money to pay your living expenses, and have plans to leave New Zealand at the end of your stay. And there's other requirements. There's also a partner of a military work visa, which allows you to work in New Zealand while your partner is here on a military visa. A lot of those talk about partnership. Immigration New Zealand defines partnership as two people who live together in a genuine and stable relationship. In any of these, a legal marriage, a civil union, or a de facto relationship. So you're not married, but you're living together. you must be able to show them that you and your partner are living together in a genuine and stable relationship before they can approve a visa application based on your partnership. And a partnership is genuine if it has been entered into on a long-term and exclusive basis. And a partnership is stable if it is likely to continue for a long time. So other options for bringing other visa options for to bring family. There's a parent resident visa. If your child earns enough and is a New Zealand resident or citizen, they may be able to help you come to New Zealand on the parent resident visa. Initially, you have to put an expression of interest in because it comes from a ballot system. So it's good to check that criteria first. There's a dependent child resident visa. There's a parent retirement resident visa where applicants need to be able to invest specific amounts of money in New Zealand. There's also a parent and grandparent visitor visa. And you can apply for this visa if you have children or grandchildren who are New Zealand citizens or residents. It allows you to travel in and out of New Zealand to visit your family. There's actually a new parent boost visitor visa. It's now open for applications. This is if you are a New Zealand citizen or resident and you would like your parents to visit you for a longer time. Parents who meet the requirements can stay in New Zealand for up to 5 years. They can travel in and out of New Zealand as many times as they want in that period. And parents can also apply for another 5-year visa, allowing a total stay of up to 10 years in New Zealand. If your child is in New Zealand on a student visa, you can also apply for a guardian visa to live with and care for your child while they're studying. So you can see that there are many, many options for bringing your joining family, and what you or your whānau may or may not be able to apply for depends on individual circumstances. But if you need help understanding your options here and would like to speak to someone, this is something Citizens Advice can guide you with. So work visas, there's several different work visa categories for people who want to work temporarily in New Zealand. Again, the eligibility criteria, conditions and application requirements differ depending on the visa. And, you know, what your options are really depends on whether you already have a job offer, which country you're from, according to your passport and your age. An example of a client inquiry we have received is that the client phoned seeking information on options relating to visas for greenlist jobs and what the salary requirements are under the new rules. So what are greenlist roles? Well, there are some jobs that we need people for in New Zealand because there is a shortage of people for those roles, and they're called greenlist roles. So if the type of work you do is a greenlist role, you may be able to apply for a visa to work here more easily. We have an article on our website, I want to move to New Zealand, how can I find a job so that I can apply for a visa? And within that article, there's a link to the greenlist on the immigration website so you can search your or someone you know who might want to come here's role. Working holiday visas, if you're aged 18 to 30 or 18 to 35 in a select few countries and a citizen of a country that has a working holiday agreement with New Zealand, you can apply for a working holiday visa. You cannot take a permanent job. You must be coming mainly to holiday. You know, work should just be the secondary reason. So you have to check the details for your country's working holiday visa scheme, again, on the immigration website, which is under the homepage, work, working holiday visas, and then there's a box, who can apply for a working holiday visa. Another visa is the accredited employer work visa. You can apply for this visa if you have a job offer from an accredited employer. And you must also meet work experience and or qualification requirements depending on your job, meet other requirements depending on the skill level required for the job. Show you can speak and understand English if your job is on the ANSCO skill level 4 or 5 list and not exempt, and you must also meet all the other requirements of that visa. There's also a post-study work visa. This visa lets you work in New Zealand soon after finishing study. Lets you stay and work in New Zealand for up to 3 years, depending on what you studied. And if you want to apply for that, you must have recently finished studying in New Zealand for an approved qualification and apply no later than 3, 6, or 12 months after your student visa expires, depending on what you studied and what visa you had. And you must have at least 5,000 New Zealand to pay your living expenses and, again, meet the other requirements. Government's also just introduced the Global Workforce Seasonal Visa and the Peak Seasonal Visa. from the 8th of December. They are designed to help accredited employers bring in workers for short-term roles where there are seasonal shortages. Now, important to note here, as a migrant worker in New Zealand on a temporary visa, you have the same minimum employment rights as other employees. These rights apply to everyone and they cannot be taken away from you. So they include that your employer must give you a written employment agreement or contract, pay you at least the minimum wage for all the hours you work, pay you in cash unless you've agreed to receive it in a different way, such as by direct credit, and not deduct or take money from your wages unless the law allows it, you know, such as for tax and student loan payments, or if you have agreed in writing to have money taken out. You have the right to feel safe at work. Your employer has a responsibility to provide a workplace that is safe from physical and psychological harm. That means you cannot be discriminated against because of things like your nationality, ethnicity, or gender, even if you are not a resident or citizen here. Your employer should have a policy against discrimination, bullying, and harassment. And if you want to know more about that, we have an article on our website, What is Migrant Exploitation and What Can I Do If someone else is being exploited? So, again, visas to live in New Zealand, there are a few options that allow you to live here, but again, you have to meet specific requirements as well as health and character requirements. Character requirements, if you have a criminal history, if you have provided false or misleading information, or could be a risk to New Zealand, immigration can decline your application. And you have to be able, you'll have to show that you have acceptable health standards. Example of an inquiry here, a woman from England wanting to know about living permanently in New Zealand. She's on a working holiday visa that expires in August 2026, but she wants to know what visas she may be eligible to apply for when she wants to come back. Another inquiry example, client's friend told them about applying for a straight to residency visa. He wants to know if he is eligible to apply for this visa. He's on a accredited employer work visa. He's been in New Zealand for 5 years and has been working as an aged care worker since December 22 with an accredited employer. So, yeah, there's quite a few visas to live here. Work to resident visa, straight to resident visa, skilled migrant resident visa. This is where you have to submit an expression of interest first if you have a job or a job offer from an accredited employer. And if you qualify for 6 points for your skills and work in New Zealand. And we've got an article, Who Can Apply for New Zealand Residents in the Skilled Migrant Category. There's many other work visas too. Care workforce, work to residence, transport, work to residence, entrepreneur, resident visa, partner of a New Zealand visa, resident visa. So do you have to leave the country if your visa is going to expire? Something else we get asked. So if you want to stay in New Zealand and your visa is about to expire, you must apply for another visa before the current one expires, and you should do this at least 1 month before your current one is due to expire. They may issue you an interim visa if they can see you've already got an application in and your current one is going to expire. They'll automatically issue you with an interim visa. It just allows you to stay here legally while your new application is being processed. But if your visa expires and you couldn't get a new one, you are unlawfully in New Zealand, you must leave immediately. So how do you protect yourself from visa scams? Well, you are not required to use an advisor, but if you choose one, only use a licensed immigration advisor, a certified New Zealand lawyer, or someone else legally able to provide immigration advice. And that includes Citizens Advice Bureau. We are exempt in law from being licensed, so we can provide immigration advice. If you choose to pay someone, check prices from different ones to make sure you're being charged fairly. If you're ever accessing immigration, make sure you're on the right website, immigration.govt.nz. It should say that exactly. It's always a good idea to speak to a potential employer directly, like through an interview. Scammers sometimes provide phony visas. You know, someone's going to offer you an NZETA to work. It's probably a scam. And you can report scams online on ownyouronline.govt.nz. We're often asked about transferring visas to a new passport. Like the client wanted the phone numbers of Immigration New Zealand. She recently renewed her Samoan passport and needs the permanent residency stamp or paper transferred to a new visa. So you need to transfer before you use it to travel. And that applies for both physical labels and e-visas. Visas that are issued by letter are known as e-visas. Visa labels are physical labels for your passport. Both are recorded against your passport in the immigration system. Requesting an e-visa is the quickest way to transfer your visa to your new passport, and there's no application fee. You can do it online. You have to tell immigration if you get a new passport so that your records can be updated and you can travel to and from New Zealand. And, yep, there's a you can see how to do that on the immigration website as well. So in summary, there are many visa options for living, visiting, working, studying in New Zealand, but each depend on your unique situation. We have lots of articles about what we talked tonight and other things that might be of interest in this area. How do I apply to come for a visa to come to New Zealand? Do I need a medical exam and certificate for my visa application, and where would I get one? How can I have my partner and my family members come and live with me in New Zealand? Can I sponsor someone to come to New Zealand? What are my obligations if I do? My visa, is it going to expire? Do I have to leave the country? Other articles we have are, how much do New Zealand visas cost and how long do they take to be approved? Or, I want to move to New Zealand, how can I find a job so that I can apply for a visa? So this Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau show plays on every second Wednesday of the month at 8:30 p.m. and then the following Thursday at 1 p.m. on ORFM 105.4 FM. The episodes are also available on podcast www.oar.org.nz/shows/settling-in-Aotearoa. If you have enjoyed the show tonight and found the information helpful, please share our show and the podcast with friends, whānau, and workmates. Please contact CAB about anything you need help with. We're here to help you know and understand your rights, how to resolve your issues. Our help and advice is free. We help anyone about anything. We're independent of any government agency. Anything we talk about remains completely confidential. So you can call us here in Dunedin, 471-6166. Our website's www.cab.org.nz. You can call and see us at 155 Princes Street, but it's always a good idea to call first. We're open 10 to 4, but for face-to-face, we usually shut an hour before we stop taking phone calls, just so we have enough time to help you in person. Thank you for tuning in this evening. Ngā mihi o te pō. Have a great evening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.